People, welcome back to yet another episode of the most illustrious, the most, who am I kidding, the most disappointed individual on earth. This is Chima from Chima Chats. Foot, Liverpool have drawn Brighton 2-2 at Anfield, and we are searching for answers currently. I don't know, Reds, what do you all make of that one, right? What do you all make of what you just saw? Because to me, that was a team that had no idea whether they were going and coming. That was a tired team. That was an exhausted looking team. And that was a team that Champions League, Old Trafford, all these, emotional trips are finally starting to take their toll. Just a really disappointing result. Once again, you're welcome to Chima Chats Foot. This is Chima, and we got to break it down, ladies and gentlemen. We got to talk about the who, the what, and the why. We got to talk about the three, the defense, the midfield, and the attack, and how. We got to talk about how we went about losing. Excuse me. Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? It feels like a loss. 100% feels like a loss. It feels like we absolutely got nothing from that game. It's at home. Okay, so we have the kickoff, and I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I hate lunchtime kickoffs, you know, or early afternoon kickoffs in England. They just don't, we're not up for them, you know? And it's like, well, if the game comes on at 10 a.m. Eastern, you could imagine that's not even lunchtime. That's an early morning kickoff over there. And it seemed just like it. The atmosphere was sleepy. It was subdued. You know, rival fans often give Anfield stick. It's one of the things that everyone who praises Liverpool's European nights, you're going to find a rival fan saying, oh, Anfield's the atmosphere, it's not that great. And the truth is, sometimes it's not. As a matter of fact, when we're playing Brighton at the early kickoff, it's probably not going to be, you know? And it wasn't today. And I think that the players who gave, I mean, you won 5-0 at Old Trafford. Imagine how much of an emotional high that must have been. The players look spent. I mean, the players look absolutely spent. And now, games like this, and I don't want to be a reactionary, right? Ladies and gentlemen, you know that about me by now. We try and be balanced on this pod. But there's always the question of squad depth, you know? There's always the question of squad depth and do Liverpool have it? You know, so the midfield, it's Naby Keita, Jordan Henderson. Naby Keita ends up getting injured early, and it was just like, man, excuse me, Curtis Jones as well. Naby Keita gets injured early, has to come off the pitch. He's been playing great, but the one issue with Naby Keita, it's the same issue with Naby Keita. It's never his decision-making. It's never his weight of pass. It's never his ball striking. It's never his technique. It's just his inability to play continuous football. That's the only knock against the man. In every other way, I mean, the guy's pretty solid. He does his thing. But, you know, here we are in such a strange position that he's hurt yet again. Stretchered off, starts the match. Can't go more than 10 minutes. You get what I mean? That's his cycle in the past couple of games. And it's tough because I believe Naby's a really good player. And he, and I say that every pod. I say that every single podcast. Naby is an awesome player. But it's like, man, what would happen if you could give us 10 starts in a row in all competitions? Or even, you know, 8 starts in 11, 12 games. You know, because I know you can't play every game, right? You know, so he comes off. I thought that midfield, it missed Fabinho so badly. Jordan Henderson is not the best in the number 6 role. He can play there. And it, most of the time, he can play there very well. But Jordan Henderson is not purely, in my opinion, the answer to the number 6 defensive midfield answer that Liverpool needs. And I just felt like he got dragged a bit all over the place today. Normally, Jordan is the one who's snapping into tackles, hurrying the opponents, harrying them, you know, recycling the ball, that type of thing. But it he looked leggy today. He looked leggy today, and I mean the whole team did, but that especially. We go up off of a Jordan Henderson goal, and I'm like, man, great strike by Jordan. He has that kind of flat sweeping technique that he can hit the ball like that first time, pings it, goal, love it. Fourth minute, we're up. I'm thinking we're going to cruise. We go up 2-0, and at that point, I'm like, okay, this is great. Oxlade-Chamberlain comes on for Naby Keita. Oxlade-Chamberlain, another person who has good crossing technique, not always the best shooting technique, but good crossing technique. He whips a ball in, back post, Sadio Mane, 2-0. We're cruising. We are absolutely cruising. But, let me take it a step back. Brighton is coached by Graham Potter. Graham Potter is probably the best English coach right now on the low. He's like the hipster's choice for the English coach. You'd probably have to give it to someone like Brendan Rodgers. But if you ask people who plays the best football with what they have, they're going to say Graham Potter. He's always been kind of the next up because he plays good football. His squads always do. Brighton beat us last year at Anfield, if you remember correctly, right? So he has Jurgen's number. Jurgen hasn't been able to do the double on him in quite a while. Leandro Trossard, good player. Neil Maupay, who didn't even play today, good player. Tariq Lamptey, when he came on, he was giving us fits. Tariq Lamptey is, I'd love to see him at Liverpool. I believe he plays right back. He is incredible. He needs to be in the England squad. That's how good I think Tariq Lamptey is. And the crown jewel of Brighton, Bissouma. Bissouma is worth about 50 to 60 million pounds. He's that good of a midfielder. I believe Yves Bissouma is one of the best midfielders in the Premier League. And he showed it today. Absolutely bossing the midfield, running rings around us. I mean, he didn't have a care in the world. You know? He was absolutely... There's a plane flying overhead, forgive me. He was absolutely free to dictate where the ball was coming and going from. He's getting the ball. He's spraying it about to the wings. He's setting off attacks. He's also breaking up play. I mean, Bissouma is a real eight, you know? He's an absolute box-to-box machine. And the rumor mill said Liverpool were trying to sign him, and I really hope we do. We could use that. This game was begging for Thiago today. I mean, I love the signing of Thiago. I love Thiago as a player, but he's another person who, you know, we basically replaced Adam Lallana with another Lallana. It was good to see him back today. But again, you're getting a player who is oft injured in Thiago. You know, he's oft injured. Man, the defense continues to be a shambles. I mean, I'll be honest. Virgil has not even come close to the levels that he was. And I mean, hopefully, you hope he's still getting back. But he's so good, and I say this all the time, he's so good that he's laid back, that he's almost reclined. You get what I mean? He's so casual, and that works most of the time. But sometimes I would appreciate him to take on a defender and not back off. And I know that's his technique, and it works 9 times out of 10. But I saw it so many times where I'm like, no, we need to put a foot on the ball. We need to go tackle that player. We don't need to try and get into a shape where we can block it because, you know, you never know which one is going to go through your legs or which one is going to ricochet to cause a dangerous situation. Konate was good in parts. Konate was dragged around in parts. I don't really know. I mean, still very young, maybe his second straight start. But would I have liked to see Joel Matip's calmness? Yes. Maybe even Joel Matip's passing ability? Yes. Trent Robertson, I mean, yeah, they weren't great either, you know? Neither of them were particularly good. Neither of them filled me with much confidence going forward. Like, I can't pretend like they had a terrible game, but neither were particularly good. Firmino, this is, and I had this in my notes, this is the exact example of when Firmino is dog-tired. And we've played him a bunch of games in a row. He gave that type of performance where he's trying, but you could tell he was absolutely gassed. I mean, he didn't give much. So Brighton, with their good football that they play, and Trossard and Bissouma, they end up working themselves back into the game. Mupenu, I believe the gentleman's name is, and I butchered that, I'm sorry. He was awesome. So, right, the cardinal sin in football, one of them, is giving up a goal right before halftime. So, what do? Right around 42nd minute, first time striking. Granted, it was a brilliant goal, but Allison apparently lost it in the sun, they said. Loops over him, scores. And I'll be honest, there were several times where I'm like, wow, are we going to lose this? Are we going to drop all points at home? And it was close, you know, it was close. Brighton had some one-on-one situations where they scored, but it was ruled out, I think, several times. The second half, they absolutely took the game to us. Once they equalized, which they had been absolutely deserving of, they had us on the ropes, and we were defending, creaking, as the announcer described it, for a long, long time. And it just was not what you want to see. Even if it's a scrappy 2-1, you set up shop, you get the points, you know, you move on. And we couldn't do that. So Jurgen, one of my few criticisms of him, but a loud one, is that he leaves subs so late. Jurgen Klopp leaves subs so late all the time, and it's so frustrating. Like, if Minamino's going to come on, that game was crying out, unless there's a fitness issue, which it could be. Minutes, legs, tiredness, I don't know. But that game was crying out for Diogo Jota. I would have put Diogo Jota in at halftime. Firmino wouldn't even have seen the second half of the game. He wouldn't even have come back out on the pitch. You know? Tough one to take here, simply because Man City, red card, lost today. I'll tune back into United and Tottenham to see what's going on with that game. But with Man City losing and, you know, a lot of our rivals playing games where they could drop points, it's disappointing. Now we've given Chelsea the summit of the Premier League, which nobody around these corners loves too much. It was really, really just a disappointing kind of anticlimactic, damp squib of an afternoon. You know, it just, for a game that was 2-0 up, and of course, now albeit it should have been 3-0 up. They say football is a game of fine margins, and that's exactly what it looks like right there. We should have been up 3-0. Of course, the ball hits Sadio Mane's hand as he does a wonderful pressing job and forcing the ball in, and it's ruled out. And from that point on, I think that gave them just more impetus, and they gave them more life. You know, like I always say, my head football coach when I was in high school said, if you let an inferior team hang around with you, he said sorry, but we'll say inferior right now. If you let a sorry team hang around with you or an inferior team hang around with you long enough, they'll find a way to beat you. And that is exactly what we saw here. That is 100% what we saw here. They hung around. They kept playing football. They kept working their system. They were biding their time. And, you know, they hit us where it seems we're becoming more and more vulnerable. You know, I'd love to chalk this up to tiredness. I'm like, man, what did we sacrifice for a 5-0 win at Old Trafford and a Jordan Henderson goal? You know, what bad things are going to happen to us now? And I think we saw that, unfortunately, with Naby's injury and, of course, us dropping 2 points at home. Extremely disappointing. I just did not. And even Oxlade-Chamberlain, you know, back to him when he came on, I love Oxlade-Chamberlain for his energy, his dynamism. He can put himself about. He can strike the ball pretty hard. But the problem with Oxlade-Chamberlain is on those situations where he's supposed to pick the right pass in the final third, he often doesn't, or he often cannot. And that is something where it's like, hey, Oxlade, just slide it in here, or, you know, play a 1-2 with me. He'll pick the wrong ball. He'll play it short when he could have come long. You know, sometimes he just doesn't pick the right pass and make the right decision, and that can be frustrating. Again, I thought we saw that a couple of times today. Minamino came on, put himself about, but again, give him a 30-minute period to prove himself, Jurgen. You know, a seven, eight-minute cameo at the end of a game like this is not the best way to see what he can do. He just scored in midweek. Origi, you know, these are people on the bench. They just scored goals, albeit in the cup game, but they know what to do. You know, I would have loved to see Jurgen get them on with enough time to make meaningful impact. Again, we're looking at January and we're looking at our depth. We could use another attacker off the bench. We could use another defensive midfielder. We could use another just utility player, maybe, who can play center mid, number 8 or number 10. We need to make that happen. And it really, really makes it seem like we're short a man during certain situations. So that was pretty disappointing. And I know that all the Reds around the world were just groaning like, come on, let's just get this 3 points and move on. It doesn't need to be, every game doesn't need to be 5-0. I wish we could have borrowed one of those goals and dropped it off in this match. But it is what it is, Reds. With Crystal Palace beating Manchester City, you know, we really had a chance to put some daylight between us and them. And like I said, we've given Chelsea the number one spot. So that's extremely disappointing. But we're still unbeaten. We still go again. But I'm old enough to remember a Liverpool season that was marred by draws, right? If you have too many draws, they start to turn into collective losses. Remember that. So hopefully we can turn it around. Like I said, we have Champions League fixtures. We have league fixtures coming up. And I really, really hope the boys can get their heads on straight and keep marching through. But for now, I'm going to love you and leave you, everyone. This has been Chima from Chima Chad's Foot. Take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. Liverpool will bounce back. Fear not. Let's take a deep breath. Brighton is gone now. They can't hurt our midfield anymore, all right? Anyways, much love. Thank you so much for subscribing. Make sure you check it out on Spotify. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Literally anywhere podcasts are found, you can find this podcast. Tell your friends. We are growing massively as a community. We have listeners in. Shout out to everyone in the UK, UAE, Japan, Australia. We love you. We support you. Take care. And hopefully the Reds will bounce back with 3 points next time. Take care, everybody.